Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she did get a laugh. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cat. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. Tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kids
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I split up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
breezy this, breezy that, breezy's a bitch, breezy's a get, you know, same old shit, man, ain't nothing changed,
not at all,
niggas just a little older, that's all.
Neck off, froze, presidential on the wrist. Had to get the phonies out my hair like dandruff. I'm her man crush, check me off her hit list. Step up in the lab, short shot, can't miss. Fueling these niggas like we on a campus. Laughing to the bank and these niggas look pissed. This life that I live, only God could have planned this. I done seen it all, walk straight through the fire. Now I'm taking over Mongolian empire. Never tell the facts, my niggas, they been lies. Shooting for the stars, aiming high, we been tried. Kick around the tires, I'm one of the best. Had to go away, took a humbling rest. 100 grand and show, won't settle for less. Gotta give my daughters and nieces the best. You might wanna hate, but by all means do. I'ma keep spinning, man, on Balmain's around the crew. White girl with me, eat me up like beef stew. Sitting in my bedroom, and my BM just text. Told her I was busy and that bitch she said next. I can only laugh, she only called me about sex. Don't pick up the phone if it ain't about checks. Greatness in the flesh, I am the apex. Jean shop, denim twines with the great check. 20 on my neck, it's a must I flex. Bitch I got now, give a fuck who got next. I'm fortunately blessed with a wave so real. Say just what I want, don't give a fuck about how they feel. I gotta get this money so my homie can appeal. It's written in my style, I am too Southville. Since I left, I ain't heard another nigga like me. Just a bunch of haters brewing envy just to spite me. They threw dirt on my name from them stories that they told. Still on my King Tut, everything I touch gold. Greatness in my mold, never will I fold. No GPS cause I live on this rocky road. This my story's never told, how the fuck you fake this? I'm King Bree, I am truly greatness. I am closer to the gods, no chauffeur for the ride. Hit my wave, high tide, hit they crib, fuck slide. Probably think I die cause I was buried 6 feet. But revenge, best served cold, coming from the street, you know?
Yo, 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 it's your boy Betray and my man Radio Rail, and this is the last episode, sadly, of this season of Let's Talk Tuesday.
Man. Facts, B. And it's going to be a very fun one. We got a special treat for y'all.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
We have a very
special guest.
Yes, and we're going to let her introduce herself, y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's going on?
How y'all doing tonight, sweeties?
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
We live right now. I'm live in the naked room. I'm live in a naked comedy series. Goddamn, in the car. In the parking lot, I'm over here on goddamn South Shore Drive, niggas. What's up? My boobs is out right now.
Like, oh, I'm
holler. y'all come holler at me. I'm ready.
You can call me on the cell phone. Go ahead and introduce the world to who you are, for those who don't know you right now.
I am comedian Lady Di from Chi-Town, Chicago finest. 16 years in the game. I started when I was a little girl because I got an identical twin sister. And we started tap dance and modern dance. We started little kids, but my comedy style is my life. What you see is what the hell you freaking get.
Oh,
talk to me.
And we definitely love it. Definitely love it.
You love it, baby. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in a car. I just came from taking all my clothes off on the beach. I'm just I'm back in the car. I'm driving. I'm back. I'm on my way back home.
We hear you.
I would love to see.
I was skinny dipping on the little private beach, and I got a lot of sand on me, but I'm good.
Using one of those Beyonce videos.
Yeah, I got all of that. Just click on my private page. You gotta pull out your credit card first. You gotta pull out your credit card, your cash card, cash app card.
My unemployment ain't kick in yet.
Well, you shit out of luck, baby. You shit out of luck, baby. I ain't got nothing for you, but I don't do nothing for free, boo. I am wonderful.
That's
I just
right.
did a show. I just did a backyard, big backyard party, COVID-19 special. I get paid for that. I did a show with comedian Levi. We did a comedy cypher. Y'all familiar with comedian Levi, the last comedy that y'all saw at, what was the name of the club we was at? We was at, y'all know the name of the damn bar. Yeah. What was the name of the bar?
The Celebrity Lounge.
The Celebrity Lounge. We just did some of the show. But me and him, we left our shit, and went to another gig, and then they called me back. So I just came back from that this past Saturday night.
Oh, how was that?
So,
lovely.
Oh, it was great. I got, like, more people was asking for my number, and they like my raw comedy. My identical twin always tell me, bitch, you're like the second version of, female version of Cat Williams. So I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Oh, you're the pound.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a female version of Cat Williams. So I don't know if I'm taking it as a compliment or not, but I guess it is a compliment. I love Cat Williams. I love his style. And that's what the hell I do.
Hey, dude, man, you're funny and keep your hair done. That's basically how that
thing. I keep my hair and my body. I keep my hair and my body done.
Hey,
I'm all for that.
Yeah, my booty work. Gonna get done. My booty gonna get done September 1st. It's official. Miami style. It's official because I'm gonna get this shit done. Yeah, the first round was 3.5 years ago by Dr. Del Vecchio in Boston, Massachusetts. Now got the second round coming around September 1st, 2020, pandemic style. We got all our mask coverings in, but they're going to do this ad and make it better.
I believe it. I believe it. Now you have the 1-2 combo, the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm ready for the pandemic ass. Yeah, round two. I'm excited. Who was that last?
So what made you? It's me, Radio Rail. I'm getting a kick out of it. What made you fall in love with comedy?
You know what? I have a funny family. My daddy's funny. His father funny. My mama funny, my grandmama funny, all of them funny. They got some seriousness to them, but they're all funny. And I adapt their, and then my cousin's family, like gray aunt down the street from where I live, they're always funny. I was surrounded by serious, funny motherfuckers. So I got the entertainment bug as a child, me and my twin, identical twin sister. And then it went from there to modeling, talent shows, cheerleader, pom-pom. And then it went from straight modeling, runway, to commercial porn and television. And then I went to Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Great hands. Like this motherfucker on his lip, nigga. Put this gloss and this glitter on his motherfucker. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just real serious with my gang. What's up? Y'all ready for Lady Di?
It.
It's gonna be a wild night.
We love it.
Come on, niggas. Yeah, we got two counts in the background. Count one and count two. Let's do it.
So, when's
no,
your next
honestly,
show?
So what's the question again? I'm talking shit. What's the question again?
No, I was asking where your next show.
The comedy. The next show is Pornhub style.
We'll still know when you're going live.
Comedy Pornhub. God damn it.
We're gonna definitely need the tag
I'm talking
to
shit.
That.
No, for real. I always love comedy, and I always enjoy comedy anytime. And I got into comedy as a child because I used to like to make fun of everybody in my class. I used to talk too much as a child and talk to my teacher and asking what they're doing the weekend, what's going on with your life. I was nosy.
Right.
I was an interviewer and laughed. But what really made me get into the comedy thing was, like, one of my ex-boyfriends would always go to the comedy clubs in Chicago, the comedy circuit, and I said, oh, this is what I should be doing. So I just kind of, like, checked out all the local comics at the time, and I said, you know what? I told my ex-boyfriend, I said, you know what? I'm going to develop. I'm going to go get on this thing here, this comedy shit, and I'm going to need you to just separate yourself from me for right now. Let me go about 30 to 60 days. Let me do my shit. And then after that, I want you to come back. I got you. And that's what he let me do. He let me, he gave a break off the comedy scene because he really wanted to, like, secretly, he really wanted to be a comedian, but he didn't have the gab, the gift, or nothing. But I did. And I took over and I had fun with it. And the rest is history.
Perfect story.
Did he ever try it?
Like, to be a comedian, right? He ever stepped on stage?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. When he took me to the comedy circuit at that time, over 16 years ago, he loved comedy. And he didn't know, he didn't really know my background. My uncle was a creator, like a creative person. He worked on the piano, the organ. He got so professional that he worked with Chaka Khan and Lord Jesus. The Queen of Soul, what's her name? The Queen of Soul.
Aretha Franklin.
And so many others. But he reached like that plateau. But what I'm telling you guys is, as a small person, as a little person, me and my identical twin would do the local park gym shows and do tap dance and modern dance. We would always enter that particular production. It was like a getaway for us, and we got into it so tough that it just escalated into teenage years, which we came into the high school. You know, flag girl, pom pom, cheerleader.
Right.
Runway modeling, then it went to television. So we went through a lot of things, but I got married and sidetracked with kids. But my dream never left my mind, my emotions. I got through with that relationship. I met this guy, just so happened. God always bring you back to your vision, and he used him.
Always.
And I just got the comedy book. And start going, hitting the circuit real hard and just making myself known like that by myself without him.
That's good.
And the rest is history.
Hey.
That's definitely good. That you stay focused. That's the key to success, staying focused.
Oh, yeah. They made fun of me. They talked about my numb booty at the time, my little booty at the time, my little flat booty. They talked about my little booty at the time, you know, and I told them I was going to let them know, like, once they start doing the Brazilian butt lift, and I got that, I said, oh, okay, I can do this. I can change my life totally. That's what I did. Round two is coming next, ladies and gentlemen. Round two is coming next. September 1st. The booty is nice now, y'all. Should y'all tell our audience that my booty is nice now. The booty is nice, real nice. It's nice right now.
It is, everybody.
Let them know.
Listen, it definitely is. It's nice, very nice. It's there.
It's there. But it's about to be going a whole nother level in about 5 weeks. Miami.
All right.
Be prepared. Nah,
it's going to be some late night comedy shows, Lady Dow style.
Via butt shots, right?
My own fat. Yeah, I'm just using my own body fat, transferring it to the
buttocks.
Oh,
okay. Hey.
Sex is better, too. Sex is better with this new ass.
I wasn't before.
I've had the greatest sex in my life. I call it mushroom time because the top of y'all penis was mushrooms,
God.
Mushroom time.
Oh my
you ain't gotta
God.
Tell nobody. That's my cold. That's my cold. My cold. If y'all say it's mushroom time in the dentist's office or the doctor's office, no one is not thinking about what you're really talking about. They think that you're talking about
right.
mushrooms, just vast mushrooms and cooking it. No, it's mushroom time tonight. Tonight it is.
It's big mushroom time.
We're going, we go. He's going.
Big
oh, you're, oh, who gets the big mushroom? Who gets the big mushroom?
What you? Hey, don't hey, don't we all?
You know. I don't,
no, no,
I don't
no,
brag,
everybody,
brag,
no, 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 no. Wait a minute. Everybody got the big mushroom time. Get in my privacy. I'm gonna give you my address.
Mike fly.
Hey, Lady Di, who would you say your favorite comedian is?
I love y'all. Huh?
We love you too. We definitely love you too.
We love you too. Who would you say your favorite comedian?
He said, "Who is your favorite comedian?
Who made you laugh?"
Male or female?
We all equal.
Around. It's either
I got. Let's do. Let's okay. Let's put it in a little style. Old school or new school?
Oh,
let's go old
school.
Definitely old school.
I would have to say, old school. It would have to be Richard Pryor.
Ooh,
he was
okay.
a bold comic because I've never seen a black man talk about his white wife at a young age, telling everybody in the crowd that my wife was named, I'll name my wife White Hungry Bitch. So once you could be a black man
right.
calling his wife a white hungry bitch, you the boldest arrogant motherfucker I ever heard of at a young age.
Hell yeah.
So he made me bold watching his ass. I swear to God, you guys, I never thought I would be a comedian. Never had it in my mind,
mm-hmm.
nothing. But what
right.
helped
right.
me was my personality. God,
yeah,
put,
yeah.
people need to realize this. I know I'm cussing, but God give you intuitions in your mind. He talks to us, everybody. He lets everybody know what your gift is. He let me know that you're
right.
crazy. You need to be a comedian and make everybody laugh. And that's what
right.
I had to take. And no matter how scared I was to get on that stage, I still get on anyway. You still got to
right.
be who you are and follow what he says. It don't matter how hard the task is. Because once you do the task, you got to keep going and grow until you're who you are. And that's when you start flying. I'm already flying right now, baby.
Flying high, baby,
because it feels good to get on that stage. Whether I'm in the backyard, divorce party, strip party, break up party, back together party, whatever it is. We just stole
that
out of
your,
the pandemic party, whatever party y'all want to be. We got all these goods we just stole from JCPenney, the Gucci store. This is still a party, goddamn it, whatever party it is. I ain't trying to tell
oh,
all
yeah.
these motherfuckers, but this is what it is.
I'm going to give me some joy.
Alright,
I'm gonna get into a couple of songs and everything.
Talk to
then
me.
We're gonna get
I got
back
all
to
your shit. Talk to me, goddammit. Talk to me. I got all the answers.
We gotta get to these songs real quick.
I'm ready
right
to
back
talk.
To
tell the people to call this line now. Talk to Lady Di.
Oh yeah, everybody.
I got all the questions and answers for everybody. We've been a party and it's
call
next
in right
business,
now. 516-666-9826. Whoever's listening, call in right now.
I need
now.
The key, Kenny. Call in right now. Let's talk to Lady Di, Chicago, Illinois, female comics representing all up-and-coming female comics all over the world, especially Chicago. Put the music on.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you. take off.
Yeah, I might buy it all, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot with no friends.
No friends.
I do this with ass.
No,
I might drive a Benz. Might drive a Porsche Cayenne. Yeah, I be turning up.
Turn up.
SK gon' turn them up. Do my dance, don't get no fuck.
No fuck.
Game with me, don't fuck shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
You shot best of all.
Yeah.
I shot with no call.
No call.
Just let me spring and fall. Yeah, I just bought
just
it
bought
all.
It on.
AF on me right now. I feel like I'm out of space. Not shit lie on me now. I feel it's not a race. I'm getting my money my own pace. I'm driving too fast in my own lane. Just got to the bank and chopped the brick. Got me feeling like I'm Johnny Cage. Catch me fooling, I be kicking shit. Here's a trampoline. Might double flip money back for me. I got magic tricks, so I buy it all. So I buy it all.
Yeah. I might buy it all, yeah.
Yeah.
I might buy it all, yeah.
Yeah.
I might buy it all.
I can't
thing because I really love it. And it's time to switch up now. Let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd. Have a knack for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's boogie till it's too. And we're gonna dip up to a special place. But I can't give any name.
back, ladies and gentlemen.
We back. We are back live with me, B-Train, and
hear me?
Lady Di.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, we can. Yes, ma'am.
What up, what up, what up? Come on, let's get excited in this movie of the pandemic. Come on, let's do it.
Tell us about your first ever stand up. Where were you at and how was the feeling? How did it go?
My first show ever was like 15 years ago. I was at this place called the Mystic Hotel, which is on 55th and Wabash. I think it was Wabash. The only bar that's on 55th east of the expressway. Anyway, the comedian saw me, like, the comedian, a female comic by the name of Cherie Luckett, saw me to attempt to do comedy at this place called the Red Pepper Lounge on 87 and King Drive, right up King Drive. And I was so drunk, I had to catch a cab to my car. The next day at the bar, because I was so drunk, I was so scared. But she gave me the greatest advice at all times. She was like, Lady Daddy, are you going to die? You're not going to die. Do your thing, do your shit, and don't fuck no comedians. Well, I fucked a couple of comedians, and I fucked up there. No, I did one comedian once.
Just one.
But I never cared. I never cared to then, you goddamn it. I still survive.
Oh, wow.
I still do my thing no matter what. I didn't get funny. It's been 16 years. When Jokes and Notes opened up in Chicago, Dion Cole was the host when it first opened up, and Dion Cole gave me the best advice ever. Y'all want to know what that is?
Yeah. Go ahead. Say it with the
Dion word. Dion Cole gave me the best advice ever. He told me, because when I went on stage, I forgot all my material. And I looked at the stage like Carrie, the movie Carrie, the blood gonna come down, and they all gonna laugh at me.
Oh.
I just walked off the stage, and Dion Cole told me, don't you ever walk off the stage without talking about your boyfriend, your mama, your daddy, your kids, your boy, whoever. You better talk about everybody. So that was my best advice. And then Cherie Luckett told me when I went to her, been Mike after attempting to do this other mic a few nights prior. She said, Lady Dad, did you have any apple martinis like you did the other night? Because I was drunk. I was like, no. She said, you're going to open up the whole show and you're going to be fine. And don't worry about nothing. You will not die. You will survive. And that night I had a good set and the rest is history. And I don't give a fuck no more right now. No matter what happens, I'm holding my own right now. I'm holding my own.
That's all that matters. Is you doing
your thing.
I'm
holding
my own. That's all that matters.
Yes, I talk about what's really going on with Lady Di, and then I might highlight some things, but I talk about X-rated shit, regular shit, kid shit, pandemic shit. Y'all shit, my shit, everybody. Talk to me.
Appreciate it. Definitely
you like,
appreciate
they quiet,
it.
Like, please appreciate it.
It's indeed. Like, it's rarely that motherfuckers talk about, like I said, you can talk about anything. Motherfuckers normally got a gimmick or whatever. Talk about at least everything. I can at least say you talked about every single thing. You don't have no questions to come out.
I do. My mama got this COVID-19. I got some jokes on that bitch too.
That's right.
I do.
Nobody says
she survived. but I talk about her in this pandemic and what all we went through. And I'm talking about it right now, but I can't tell y'all right now. Y'all got to come to one of my shows and see how I make pain funny.
I will definitely come to the next show.
Yeah, because, you know, pain is funny. You know, like, you know, you, as long as you're alive and you survive anything, that's where the funny comes in at. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really having a ball out here. I'm waiting for my master to come out this house so we can start this video, this X-rated video.
Oh. Yeah, real freaky than I am.
It's going to be two girls and a guy. We're going to have our mask on doing oral everything. We got masks on.
I got a mask with a big ass filter.
No condoms. We got masks on.
We got masks on.
I got
all
my oral contraceptive and a mask. Hope nothing, I don't get nothing.
They don't know
what to say. Oh, oh my God, lady dies next day. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was about to say, do you feel like it's harder being a female comedian than being a male comedian?
Of course. As fine as I am, as this nice as his ass is, of course. They always judge us. Are you funny? No, nigga, are you fucking good, motherfucker? Don't ask me if I'm funny. I am funny. I'll make your mama laugh. I'll make your daddy laugh. I'll make your auntie and your grandparents laugh, your teacher. With the apple, I'll make all of them laugh.
What are you about?
We always gonna be judged, but it's okay.
Right, that's true.
You're like, right.
How do you feel about all the new comedians who got famous off of pretty much social media? What do you think about that? DC Young Fly. How do you feel about the new comedians who got famous off of social media versus going to these comedy clubs and doing stand-up comedy?
They had a meeting on that, the real comedians, like, that's been doing stand-up forever. And I'm not going to say their names in Chicago, but what I'm going to say is they're not going to have the same experience being a stand-up comic. That's where all your experience comes from. That's internet success. But when you get it from a live audience, it's really okay.
Totally
it's really
different.
It's a different experience than stand up. You know, we gotta respect Richard Pryor, Fred Sanford, and the rest of them, George Carlin. You know, the rest of these comics paved the way for us. And I really enjoy the live audience. You know, the internet is one thing. But the real deal is the stand up. And I'm not gonna take it away from anybody that's doing it right now, but your learning, your craft is gonna be in front of a live audience. Period.
Exactly.
You can't escape stand up. It's not called stand up when you're on your phone. It's called stand up when you're in front of a live audience. And it doesn't matter. Nobody knows you. You're in freaking Italy. You're in Detroit. You're in California. Wherever you at. Can you make these people funny off of your phone? Can you make them laugh live in front of you?
Exactly.
That's the real test.
So, let's switch it up then. Because you're saying that basically a YouTuber or whatever, kind of the comedian won't be able to like sign herself on stage and everything like that. Do you think that you will be able to? Could you make the switch? Like, if they was like, we need you to make the YouTube channel, could you do some sketch comedy on some like Chappelle show type stuff?
Oh, hell goddamn, yeah. Oh, hell, goddamn, yeah. I keep telling you, motherfuckers, I started when I was a kid. I keep telling y'all, I started with, I got an identical twin sister. See, I'm already special. I'm not trying to put myself on an extra level, but I am. I'm a Gemini. We born May 24th. We Gemini twins. We started little kids doing tap dance, modern dance, talking to people, escalating it to, you know, we used to perform like big productions back in the day. Like when you go to a park district, like right now on the south side, go to Tule Park, T-U-L-E-Y, Tule Park on 91st and King Drive. That's where the hell we started at. That's where we started at. They had the girls' gym room. They had instructors. They instruct you how to modern dance back in the day. I'm a little older than these new motherfuckers. They will never be able to touch me on. I can fuck everybody up on modern dance, tap dance. I can put all this in my comments. They ain't got none of this stage presence with what we got right here. They ain't gonna never be able to get a real live audience to see a motherfucker looking in your face. Not on the internet,
right.
In your face. Back in the day, if you're funny, if you're not funny, can you perform well? Can you sing well? Can you rap well? All this was street comedy, street R&B, street hip hop, rapping, all of this shit. This shit has been.
Right.
You can't change the real shit, baby. I don't give a fuck how many cameras. I mean, what can you do live? That's the real test.
Yeah.
Right.
I can imagine.
See, you can do all the internet. You can have all these sound effects, but can you make motherfuckers laugh and entertain them live? Because when you go to BET Comedy, Comic View, or Def Jam, or anything that's got to do with our shit on BET or any type of war show, what are they going to do? They're going to still give you some live shit. You can't go
exactly.
You can't take live over real shit, ever. Never.
It takes a different type of fuck.
Yeah,
live like, look somebody in the eye.
There's two different situations going
exactly.
on. I love the immediate laugh when I hear it in the audience with people watching me. You never know what people are going through, you know what I'm saying? So I prefer to see people's faces, but if I got to do the internet, I just switch to being creative on my own, by myself, live. I've done that. And I don't have a problem with that either. It's more creative, you know what I'm saying? And people that know you, let me tell y'all one book right now. I'm not Chris Angel. I don't work in Vegas. I'm Lady Di. I want to give the ladies one joke. I want to give them one joke right now. I want to give all the ladies one joke
okay.
to see right now, live.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
We ready.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
You ready? Is there any ladies in the live?
We ready.
Okay, it ain't for you, motherfuckers, for the ladies. It's three things. Women should look for when finding a man. Three things. First, a woman should look for a man with some money. Two, a woman should look for a man that adore her and only her. Three, a woman should look for to find a man that fuck her brains out. Not with the little dicks, the big ones, magnum in the up. If there's any little dicks in here in this phone right now, go outside and get to goddamn Chicago Avenue, and then get back on the train, get to motherfucking 87 King Drive, and get hit by an 18-wheeler, spit a bigger thing. I'm tired of these motherfuckers bragging about their penis. Somebody can blow your back out, Lady Di. Call me Big Papa. Call me Big Daddy. I get up there, your dick is real little. So, you're a goddamn folder. You're a folder. I'm sick. I got sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, waiting for a kidney transplant, high cholesterol.
Damn.
You got gout. You got alphabets to your name.
Damn.
You have goddamn OCD, BP, OCD, bipolar, narcissist, perfect guy, motherfucking Lifetime Movie Network. I'm sorry, I got so excited and mad. Let me start again. I'm sorry, I got mad, ladies and gentlemen. Find a man with some money, number one. Number two, find a man to adore you and only you. Number three, find a man to fuck your brains out. And know, ladies, that these three men should never meet. Because y'all all know y'all been getting all them goddamn qualifications in one motherfucker. I'm tired of motherfuckers bragging about their shit. Put their ass on Animal Planet with the rest of the species come for goddamn extension. Put all their ass in extension.
Oh, Lord.
Extension, oh, motherfucker. No. See, you. Get out. Get the fuck out of this lab, motherfucker. Tired of you motherfuckers fucking with me about your stuff. Okay, the only two babies in this lab got little dick. Ladies, get off the line, get off the line, get off the line right now, ladies, get off the line. Just joking. Kidding. Playing. I'm sorry.
I heard it. Got a little dick. Get off the line.
Y'all definitely heard it. Little dicks don't matter.
Hey, motherfuckers got a big thing laying on this mushroom over here. Who got that mushroom, Matt? Shad? I want a man with a big mushroom.
That mushroom.
Top of y'all fingers.
Y'all
mushroom,
like
Max.
Super Mario. We gonna call you Super Mario.
Oh, man.
This
X-rated
version.
And
this is 24/7. Yeah, this is hot. This is what you get.
24/7. I want y'all to know this is what you get 24/7. No switch up, no fake, no facade, none of that.
Oh, no.
Authentic, pure authentic.
This is real deal. This is a real situation going on. Pandemic style. Mushroom time. And you better not come little. You better come big.
Mushroom style. So what if they say they big and they come little?
You might look at me at the couch. What's this motherfucker talking about? Talk to me, motherfucker. Talk to me about some mushrooms. What's up? I got new ass coming in 2020. Goddamn 5 weeks away. What you talking about? Dr. Dow back.
They people love them cougars out here
now.
Y'all
ain't going to be able to see me in a minute.
Hey, no.
She don't bite, y'all. She
don't
do not
be
bite.
Quiet now, fellas. Don't be shy. Don't be quiet. you get too quiet. You must have too much mushrooms. Doorknob style. What's
up? Whoa.
Oh, right. No.
Whoa,
bad
whoa, yeah.
Myself.
Yeah,
ain't none of that here.
Oh, I can't speak to my mask right here.
But
ain't none of that over here.
Pornhub Talk Show. Where we on right now?
A little bit above now.
We are on OG Radio.
Oh, we got a little bit above?
And this is...
Okay.
Yes.
OG Radio X now.
Right now.
Big ass.
Yeah, it's Lady DX Radio right now.
This is the X-ray version right now.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just did a big comedy show, and I've got some stuff coming up. Once we get out of this pandemic.
Whenever this pandemic over. Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
exactly.
Lady D, you are hilarious. Hilarious.
What? Oh, I'm just saying, y'all, we in the pandemic. Let's have fun. Fuck them. Let's go watch this.
This is true.
I'm ready to get on. I'm ready to get live. I'm pouring hub right now. We ain't going to will live. We're going to get on right now. I got
to
get paid.
Y'all have to go on Pornhub. Start searching, Lady D.
Go to the monster. Head section. Go
through all that
stuff. I'm just talking shit. Whatever question y'all want to ask me.
Oh, man. What's next for you? What's next? You got you gonna have
hold
a
on,
you're gonna
no, for real. Seriously. I did a play at when the pandemic was starting, March the 7th, I performed at Theater 47, and I played as a CEO of a hospital / a supplier company, and I was married, and I had a wife, and I had some girlfriends, and that was one of the most epic moments I had. I was able to perform as an actress and then perform as a comic. That was real crazy right there. That was a very epic moment. And then we got hit with the pandemic. But I'm going to say to you guys that I'm really looking forward to what I always wanted to be on. This is my secret. I always wanted to be an actress on Lifetime Movie Network.
Yeah.
Hey.
I always wanted to be on there. I love that show. And they added black women, African American women to that show, that series. I always wanted to play on the IG. I want to be on the ID channel, Criminal Mind. Because I also had a case where I bit the ear off and I won that case. So I need to be part of a little criminal case series. I got my own experience, but I love acting. I love everything about entertainment. Anything that's gonna make people laugh, be entertained. I love all of it.
Right.
So I thank you all for letting me come on here and talk shit with you all tonight.
Oh, we appreciate it. It's
really
refreshing. Yeah,
you're always welcome back.
Right. And I love to laugh. I love to have fun. Is there any other questions you want to ask about Lady Di tonight?
Do you sing?
No, my voice is horrible, but I can sing in other different places.
That's what I was aiming for.
I'd be the greatest singer you want by yourself.
So I just can hit some hot.
Why in some continents, motherfucker?
Oh my god. Oh, we appreciate you. Oh no. We appreciate you for coming on the show. Oh Lord.
If they saw my picture, like, just scratch my face out of this motherfucker. Yeah. No, don't scratch it. Don't scratch it. I just like to have fun. Just take me real seriously. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, real serious. We're going to have fun and just realize that whoever's at home listening to this shit, I am very serious about what I'm talking about. No. Okay. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Let the world know all your social media, where they can find you.
Well, let's start with Pornhub. No, I'm just joking. I'm just talking shit. We just fun. I want everybody to laugh. This is just all jokes. These just jokes. Now, follow me on Comedian Lady Di Mathis. That's on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram, Comedian Lady Di. And that is Lady as in LADYDI, Comedian Lady Di. That's me. And if you want to follow me on Cash App, that's the cash app, goddamn dollar sign, motherfuckers. Comic Lady Dot.
Goddamn.
If you want to follow me on YouTube, it's Comic Lady Dot.
Okay.
If any other questions? Go to Court Television.
Cash
what do you want to go to? I'm on every
you
goddamn
on court
media.
Television?
I'm on CookCounty.gov, you motherfucking criminals. What you want? You want my case number? 16604-8701. Aggravated batteries. No, I'm talking
just let y'all know,
yeah,
she don't fuck around, y'all.
I want everybody to really interview. I love y'all. I had fun with you. I had fun with you guys 2 weeks ago. I just want to let you all know, keep doing the great work that you're doing, and let other people know that it is up and coming artists that's coming through Chicago, Illinois. Even though we in the pandemic, but we still doing our thing. And I just want to let y'all know, just Google open mic. Go on social media. Like I said, follow me on Comedian Lady Di on Instagram or Facebook, Comedian Lady Di Mathis, or even YouTube, Comic Lady Di. That's it.
All right. We appreciate you for coming on the show. I know we talked earlier about, you know, the little mishap you had going on, but I appreciate you still being able to call in.
I appreciate you guys, and I hope that you have me back. I hope that we have a better time next time. I want to see some things coming off, like, you know, I can see better. I see you guys better instead of me being at home.
It's coming.
We
got
all come together in one spot. I want to get a city.
You're gonna see me in tears, probably, more than likely. I don't think I can get my shit together, sonny.
You can't get your shit together.
Look, we can't even do it. We gotta have him on the television.
Who's gonna get this shit together?
I'm gonna get it together.
I got a class for getting your shit together. I got a class for motherfuckers to get your shit together. $20 every goddamn 5 minutes, motherfucker. We're gonna get your shit together.
Damn.
Okay.
That comes with one thing.
Blow your mouth on the side, nigga. That's your first. Okay, let me stop talking to your ass. Blow the style.
You have any last words for all the listeners out here?
Well, any all advice? The listeners, I'm gonna tell you this, like, I'm gonna tell all the listeners that's out here right now, black, white, Chinese, yellow, brown, black, whatever you are, you can do whatever you want to do. Just tell God, God's going to let you know what to do, and just do it like the Nike sign. Just do it. Deal with everything that comes with doing what you want to do, and you will get where you want to go, baby, because God got your back.
All right.
I'm done. That's it.
Just take it, baby.
Do what you got. Live your life.
All right. So. Yes, again, man. Thank you for coming on the show. As always, y'all,
you're welcome.
I
love you guys,
segment.
We love
you
too.
Y'all
love
some
back.
Sexy, sounding motherfuckers.
Thanks.
Okay.
Watch
y'all
out
sexy.
Now.
Talk to you guys soon.
You.
Love you.
All right. I love you.
All right. Good night.
Love you. All right. So, as always, y'all, how in my night, wash your fucking hands. This has concluded the very last Let's Talk Tuesday of Season 7. We have poetry coming up with me and Genesis on Thursday. And a very, very exciting
freestyle
Friday. I am done with my song. Well, I have to lay down the track, and then I will send it to B-Tray, and we'll be out here. You know what I'm saying? Go take some of my bars and metaphors real quick. You know? That's it for me. Everybody have a safe and blessed night.
All right. All right. I ain't got no last word.
That's what I'm waiting for. But all right, y'all.
I ain't got no last word tonight. I said my last words yesterday. I wasn't even supposed to be there yesterday.
This is true.
This is true. Y'all want to hear my last words yesterday's show.
And I'm all right. I'm saying the last words every day of the week. Mm-hmm. All right.